Breakfast puppies?
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
All right, Poppy, what are we drinking?
Well, we are continuing on the fall flannel. Excuse me, can you wait, please, sir? The Bud Light Seltzer Maple Pear.
Seltzer? Is that like sensors?
It's like the sensors. The fall seltzers. And Jacob is dying, I think. Anyway, maple pear. I haven't tried it yet. Hold on. All right, here we go.
I just smelled it. That's all.
It's a little... It smells like a candle.
Oh, God.
Okay, I just want to say, before I try this... I just told my friend that I was going to be trying the entirety of the fall flannel fuck you edition by Bud Light Seltzer. And she said, is that the one with maple pear? Do not. Do not maple pear.
Too late, motherfucker.
I haven't maple paired yet, but I'm going to.
Do it. Do it. The trash can's right there.
All right. Once you're ready.
Oh, my God.
A good pose.
No, this smells like...
We need a spit bucket.
This smells like fall Martha Stewart's nether regions or something.
Oh, God. What the fuck, man?
It smells like a home goods store.
Yes, it does.
It just smells like the entire candle aisle.
Yeah,
God.
The Yankee candle aisle. Oh.
How does it taste waxy as well? I don't...
What's different about this one is this one actually is... This one is also sweetened with stevia.
Yeah, I can.
Which I can taste and is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, it has the. It is like Mrs. Butterworth had an affair with a goddamn Jolly Rancher.
I'm right with you, Xander. It smells like the candle aisle at like a Hallmark or like a home goods store.
Yeah.
It's.
You know, when you go to those. That therapy office, and they think they have the nice therapeutic candle that's supposed to calm you down, but they didn't have the budget to get something that's actually nice and calm, like chamomile or some shit like that. So they go to the dollar. It's like a dollar store candle. That's what it is. Oh my God.
Speaking of things found at the dollar store, you're listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. I'm NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
Xander, kill me already.
And I'm Poppy Beaujolais, and I will be your mistress of the evening. Welcome to Seltzers, Snacks, and Sadism.
That's what it tastes like.
This is bringing back a scent memory, and I'm trying to place it.
Same here, and it doesn't, like, I take a half sniff, then I have to pull away because it's so bad.
Is it the buttered rum lifesavers?
I mean, for me, it literally is Mrs. Butterworth's.
Oh.
No, this is like...
And it's like that that was it Lincoln's Cabin artificial syrup? Is that what it is?
No, this is you know what this is? It's the Lip Smackers candy cane fall pack, Christmas pack. This is the gingerbread man Lip Smackers. That's what this is.
Oh God.
I just found out what it reminds me of, which is the candle from whatever that place that you get the candles from.
Bath and Body Works?
Yeah.
Bath and Body Works.
It's a marshmallow fireside.
But this smells good.
It smells good.
But you don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this somehow does taste like eating a candle.
Yeah.
Even down to the waxy texture I feel at the end of my tongue after this goes into my mouth.
We are losing AB InBev for sponsorship, but, you know, I mean, it's all good. Sorry.
Well, and they fucking buy everything else out. At least something's got to remain free.
Oh. Jesus.
Well, I know we don't want to eat candles, but let's talk snacks that we do want to eat. I think that given that we have a sort of a three theme circus show typically here, we have snacks for the road, we've got snacks for the game table, and we've got snacks at the bar. Let's do it in that order. Yeah.
You know, I've also been told that I'm a snack.
Mm-hmm. You are snack sized.
And a big shout out to my best friend, Snack, at the Fraternal Order of Bartenders.
Oh, that's an actual person.
Yes. Yeah. Snack Attack. Yeah.
She's, that's a great name.
She's my lesbian bestie from Huntington Beach. Love ya. Mwah.
Okay. All right. Snacks for the road. What are your favorites?
Are we talking in the car or when we get to a stop?
Whatever you put in your saddlebag for a long ride. When you think that you're not going to have a bite to eat for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jerky.
Always kind of jerky.
I tend to go for either peppered or one of the spicier varieties is generally what I go with. My father has been buying me this incredible jerky from Bishop, California, which if he's feeling particularly sadistic, I'm pinned with a theme there. He gets the habanero, which is, it's so good. It makes you sweat and salivate like a motherfucker. But he's also been giving me the Chipotle bourbon lately, which is amazing. I'm trying to remember the name of the company because it's great.
What style of meat, though, do you prefer?
Beef.
Okay.
Beef jerky is what I'm talking about particularly. However, I've had some very good homemade venison jerky, which has also been quite delightful. But I haven't had that in a while.
I think the worst jerky I ever had was kangaroo jerky.
Oh, I have some at home right now. I
wasn't very fond of it. No. Yeah. I do love a good Tillamook spicy jerky. Like, whenever we go to the coast, I try and remember if I'm in the Tillamook area, especially north of Tillamook, like in between Tillamook, I think in Garibaldi, they have the outlet store specifically for the jerky. Oh,
yeah,
it's so good.
One of the crews I ride with, one of our annual trips involves a stop at the Tillamook outlet store and packing saddlebags full of jerky.
Yeah.
The other good one is if you head past Vernonia, there is that weird roadside stand that has all of these game animals, including alligator jerky.
I bought the variety pack.
Yeah, and that is another place to stop that's good if you like jerky on the road.
There is a company, I don't even remember, it's one of the bigger companies. You know, you can find this at your local big box grocery store, Fred Meyer, Safeway, Kroger, whatever. But somebody makes a bacon jerky that is just fucking to die for. It's just like, I need some bacon at any time of day. Very good.
The great thing, too, especially if you are a two-wheeled rider about jerky, is it's easy just to eat while you are driving. Just a little, like, with the helmet, put it back down, keep going. There's no mess. You just kind of shove it. You know, makes you got nice little bite-sized pieces, but you just shove that in your mouth. Like, get to a stop sign, stoplight, no problem.
Pocket jerky.
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of long distance riding, you know, 500 plus miles. And when I do that, I have a variety of things in my tank bag that I can just reach in, pull out a single item without having to unwrap, and then pop it up underneath my helmet and have a bite. Everything from blocks, those runners energy bites that are super helpful when your sugar is starting to low, to jerky, to nut mix, that sort of thing.
One of my favorites is always getting a bag of combos. I love having a bag of combos.
Yeah. Combos are great. Yep.
I mean, the big thing is, wait, hold on. Sander, do you not know what combos are?
What's a combo?
They kind of look like dog treats, but they're actually like pretzels filled with cheese for humans.
So imagine a really, really, really long cylinder, like, you know, something like a really big fat thing of red vines or something. Imagine something really long, or a Slim Jim, but instead it's a pretzel. It's really long and it's filled with fake cheese. And then they chop. So you have these tiny little cylinders of pretzels with a thing of cheese in the middle.
Yeah. So they look like schnozzages, but they're for people.
They do look like dog treats.
They do look like dog treats, but they're delicious.
I've had the ones filled with peanut butter. Peanut butter filled pretzels. Okay. But with cheese. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
The most common flavor you will find is the pizza flavor that generally tends to be what I think combo bands all agree upon as the go-to.
Mm-hmm. I mean, basically when you're going on a long motorcycle ride or scooter ride or two wheels of any kind, the big thing is you want stuff that's not going to melt.
Mm-hmm.
And you want stuff that is going to be easy to pack, is lightweight, and is not going to fuck up your sodium ratio.
Or make you pee.
So it's like this balance between, okay, am I sweating a lot? Do I need to ingest a lot of sodium? Or am I now at a place where I've had way too much sodium and I'm,
Well, you can just clean it out, pop a Tide Pod.
God damn it.
Sorry.
No. We here at Bikers Dice and Bars do not recommend. Okay.
Yeah, so my tank bag is set up with a lot of just grab and go tiny little things, no wrapper, et cetera, et cetera. Then in like my saddlebag for when I do a pullover stop, I'll have pickles, some pressed chard cakes and that sort of thing that is delightful and is a quick, easy bite that gets some green in me and balances out things.
But what about when you pull over for an actual meal? What do we like? Or if just at a gas station, what are our snacks then? When you have a little bit more, don't have to wash the road because I'm sitting down.
Well, Jacob just gave one of mine for that purpose. If it's something that I'm pre-packing, we have what's called a Snack Master, which is a kitchen appliance that's kind of like a panini press or a combination between a panini press and a waffle maker, I guess. But you can put four sandwiches in it and then close the Snack Master, and then it makes eight little sandwich wedges that are like these heated, sealed, cheese-filled sandwich pockets. Mm-hmm. So
sandwich pockets.
Make a whole bunch of those, put them in a bag. They travel very well.
We've taken them on airplanes.
Road trips. It's generally our go-to.
And it's also like one of my pet names for you.
Yeah.
Sandwich pocket.
Oh, I thought that was he was gonna be called your little Snack Master.
Is my snack? No, I'm the Snack Master. Wait, what? Okay, anyway. I have not had the pleasure of going on a long ride and had to really think about such things, but I can tell you that if you're gonna take blueberries in your storage container on your scooter, make sure they're sealed up really well. Mm-hmm. I had a blueberry incident this last summer when I had just a container, you know, like the plastic containers you get from the grocery store of blueberries. Mm-hmm. I was taking it, you know, it was work snacks, you know, and it, of course, popped open.
So you were jamming down the road?
So it pops open, and I think it was on my way home it popped. So I get to where I'm going and I open it up and like my thing of blueberries is empty and I'm like taking out my other stuff and like the inside of my storage little compartment is black. I cannot see these blueberries at all. It's just like, so I have to like get in there and take things apart and I'm like trying to scoop all these blueberries out of my fucking, it was just, it was the thing. That was the blueberry incident. So containers that seal, that snap, because there's a lot of vibrations, it turns out, on the road. So, yeah. That's all I got. That's my boring
story. Do you have an answer to your own question, Xander?
Whoa. When I go on long rides, I like to go and pull over to either a nice little roadside tavern, or if I'm in a rush, I will go to a gas station. And I will just mow the fuck down on some corn dogs and JoJo's. It is my favorite I am taking a road trip snack. Just to just get two corn dogs, call it a day.
So for a brief shining moment in history a couple years ago, 2 years ago, the before time, 7-Eleven had those chicken sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And they're sort of like grab and go. And they had these spicy chicken sandwiches that were really fucking good. And they were like only $1.50 or something, maybe $2.50. And they stopped making them, which like 7-Eleven, please bring back your spicy chicken sandwiches.
What's wrong with you, 7-Eleven?
They were really good. And that was my go-to if I like had to get gas station food. would be like, oh, they have this thing that I don't completely hate. Otherwise, I go to the section of like the fresh food section. And sometimes they have those like, what do you call them? Like a string cheese, like a, mm-hmm. like a tube of string cheese, like wrapped in prosciutto. Mm-hmm. Those things are fucking delicious. And you can usually find those at gas stations.
So that's on the road. What about at the table?
I don't know, but can I torture you some more?
Oh, God.
Bring it. I can take it.
We're going to more seltzer. Ready? This is the pumpkin spice.
All right. Make it happen.
I didn't think these would be this bad, honestly. I thought they would be like not the best, but.
I mean, they're not giving me the weird headache that White Claw gives me, at least.
Yeah. So some seltzers do that for me. They give me a headache, and White Claw is one of them. Yeah. One of the ones that tends to not. Oddly enough, the Rainier seltzers did not give me a headache.
I would check and see if they have any artificial sweeteners in them, because that's a pretty common MO of artificial sweeteners.
And there was another one called Vizzy or something that I was like, I can just drink this all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still smells like maple.
Oh, I just don't even know what's happening here.
I'm very confused.
I mean, it smells kind of tasty.
Oh, apparently
it's not.
So this one's a seltzer. Okay. This is the first one that we've had this evening that actually bubbled on my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why does it taste rotten?
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice.
No. So,
water, cold fermented cane sugar, natural flavors, citric acid, sodium citrate, stevia leaf extract, and malted rice.
Oh, God.
It's terrible.
This,
yeah, no.
It is not good.
It is not good.
It's not good. You know your jack-o'-lantern that you've left like 4 or 5 days after the end of Halloween?
Starting to slump.
Yeah, and if you were to sprinkle a little bit of, you know, cinnamon in there, and then light the whole thing on fire.
Oh, it's a pumpkin fart.
Let it simmer down and then put that in the blender. That's kind of like what this tastes like.
But you're all looking at me like you've never had a rotten pumpkin fart before. Really?
The fuck?
Never mind.
is that one of those weird Fort Collins, Colorado shots?
No.
Well, duck fart just sounded too weird.
We had to go with a rotten pumpkin fart. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Well, you did mention putting things in blenders. We're talking gaming snacks here. One of my own favorite weird gaming snacks that I've never met anyone else who does this, and there's probably a good reason why, is to stop at Taco Bell on the way to the game.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about a blender, and the first thing you say is I stopped at Taco Bell?
Yep. Stop at Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
On the way to the game. And just buy, like, one of everything. And then when you get to the location, if they have a food processor, great. But if not, you can use a blender. Just throw it all right in the blender. Take it out of the wrapper first, of course. Then throw it on the blender. And that becomes taco dip. And it's surprisingly good.
Okay. What the actual fuck is wrong with you?
I can see how that would work. I can see how that can work.
That sounds delicious, actually.
What? Fucking white people.
If you want to give it a bit more like texture, put in a thing of a can of bean dip or something.
Yeah. I get the white trash vibe you're going for there. Yeah, and I see my way to it. Yeah. I would avoid it. But I can understand the root of it.
You know, it's just a blended generic taco product.
Yep.
Smells like 7-layer. That beaver eat Taco Bell.
Yeah,
that's the premise.
Yeah. I mean, there's honestly not a single thing on the Taco Bell menu that I don't like. So why not, you know, porque no los dos?
Porque todos. todos las comidas. Sí.
Yeah. Oh my God.
We just broke Xander. The drinks didn't break him, but his response to my taco dip
todos
was
tacos y todos empanadas y todos
no
y
oh
todos,
my god
todos
anyway todos. That's my favorite.
What the fuck?
Live más loca.
Oh, and you know what? It's really good with Fritos scoops.
Yep.
Scoop in there. Sounds fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Poor Xander over here.
I feel like in my own personal version of hell right now.
Oh, and being fed, cheese
being fed fucking Bud Light spots.
White people hell.
Yeah, that's what I said. My own personal version of hell is white people hell, where all they do is drink fall flavored Bud Light seltzers and just throw every fucking Taco Bell food into a Vitamix and call it cuisine.
Well, no. I didn't call it cuisine. I just called it dip.
Ugh. You see, that just the description of that. I might need this trash can. God damn it.
I might have a couple of Elysian night owls out in the fridge if we need to like,
yay,
if we need to like cleanse our palate. We also have more cider.
God damn it.
So,
win.
This is weird. And I just really, really like a decent veggie tray at the gaming table. It's one of the things I really enjoy. You know, your hands stay relatively clean.
Boring.
There's not a lot of oil getting all over everything. But, you know, and fun vegetables, like a little bit.
What's a fun vegetable, Jacob?
Like diced squash.
Jicama.
Jicama. I love jicama.
Daikon.
Daikon's great.
I love daikon, actually.
Cucumbers, of course. Cucumbers all day long. You know, a good veggie tray is actually really good, and
what
I
are
enjoy
your dips?
It.
That you, like?
You know, I'll take plain sour cream or blue cheese. Those are my big two.
I know NPC's not a fan of ranch, but that's usually the go-to.
Finally, we agreeing on a dip, NPC.
Can't
that
stand
ranch is
ranch
is the devil's
it's
jizz.
The devil's jizz. Yeah.
What I do like is a good sour cream with Zaheer 5-spice blended through it.
See, that sounds really good.
It is. Yeah.
French
it
onion
is.
Dip's see, always a good go-to.
I think tzatziki sauce is usually good for dipping a lot of vegetables.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love tzatziki.
I'm a big fan of the King Harvest Chipotle hummus.
Ooh.
Shop local, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
King Harvest makes some really good stuff. Unfortunately, they are not a good company.
Right.
Mm.
I wish I could feel happier about supporting them because their sun-dried tomato hummus
is so good.
It makes my beep. And I love it. It's just... I can't get enough of it. If I buy it at the grocery store, it does not last the night.
I also like
so good.
A good either meat and cheese tray, or my personal favorite is some seasoned pita slices and marinated gyro meat.
Just wait, gyro meat or gyro meat?
Gyro meat.
Okay.
Gyro meat.
Gyro? Gyro.
We sliced up some gyros.
We sliced up some gyro trash, guys, and we put them in a blender with a bunch of Old Spice and a can of Hams, and we, anyway.
Yep.
Okay, hold on now. Maybe. That could be tasty.
Well, you'll have to have my Hams marinated spam sometime.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, you said something about, not getting your fingers greasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's not a character sheet until you have Cheeto stains on that. Or like a circle of mustard or a beer, you set your drink on top of it kind of thing.
Yes, and. Okay. Yes, and, but. God damn it, Sander. We do have snacks at the table now.
Yes, but were you about to say, to
be
fair?
I was about to be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. To be fair. Letterkenny, if you're looking to sponsor a podcast, we'd love some.
Please.
We want some puppers. We want some fucking puppers. We want some Gus and Brew. We will hoe down. Got a drink.
And I'll gladly get in a fight with some Québécois.
Québécois.
Oh, I will join
the
you.
Fucking French. But they became friends with the Québécois eventually.
Yes,
because they all hated degens from upcountry.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, that's the worst part of the country.
Yeah. So I don't particularly like having messy food.
I think we just lost Canada.
Sorry. We love Canada. Canada's great.
I'm basically from Canada.
I mean, you're so Northern American that you're basically Canadian, yeah. So if you're, yes, your personal stuff can get your Cheeto dust and your mustard stains and whatever the hell is, that's your business. But if you're like, say, playing at somebody's nice gaming table, or you're using community dice, or you're playing a video game and you have a very expensive controller.
That's no lie. They are expensive.
They are
now.
Expensive. I was like fucking $60 for a PS5 controller.
60? That's cheap.
Oh my God. So like, I maybe don't want to get a bunch of fucking Cheeto dust or whatever on my, or like I'd get grease stains or whatever. So yeah, I think this is a consideration in more of a, I mean, if it's your own personal stuff, you can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Do you, boo. But like, if I went over to somebody's house and he was like, hey, you want to play with my PS5? I'd be like, that sounds like fun. Let's do that. And he hands me this controller that is like greasy and like all the crevices have little crusties in them. I'm going to be like, homeboy, because what does your room look like? I don't think so.
I have two things to say in response to that. First is never buy a used controller ever because you don't know what kind of grossness has been mixed into the seams on that. If you find a good deal on a used controller, doesn't matter. Skip it. Your hygiene will be thankful.
Yeah.
Anyway, the more you know. Cheez-Its, which Xander was just over here munching on, are my favorite such finger powder snack. And my solution to eating Cheez-Its in a gaming setting is to put them in a cup and then drink the Cheetos. You drink a bag of chips, you just drink the Cheeto. Cheetos. I keep saying Cheetos. Cheez-Its. I fucking love Cheez-Its, specifically the white cheddar, the best.
That also works well with Goldfish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. So, weird confession. I've never had Cheetos before.
Cheetos?
Yeah.
Wow.
Never had them.
They're not that good.
They're not that good.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That said, I am here for you, sir.
But does anybody remember Planters cheese balls?
Oh, fucking A, yes.
Oh, yes.
They were so fucking good. Yes, they were. And they brought them back finally, and they're not as good anymore. They changed the setup. They lack that purity that they had back in the day. They used to be like this light yellow in color.
And now they're neon orange.
Yeah. No.
My other favorite snack, whether I'm video gaming or tabletop gaming, is Cool Ranch Doritos. No, sorry.
I fucking love Cool Ranch Doritos.
What I do like is going and taking the sour cream and onion Pringles. And I use the cap of the can as a little plate. And then if I don't want to get my fingers all greasy, I can just take it with my tongue and pull them off one by one.
Oh, Pringles are so good for that, too. Well, Pringles, first off, rarely get your fingers because they're not really potato chips. They're their own thing. But
yeah, they're just even melted up potatoes that have been formed into a chip.
Yeah, even when they have the flavoring is usually very light. So it's not like covering your fingers. But like your tongue, like Pringles are so easy to just grab with your tongue like a frog and suck into your mouth.
Oh, like a fresh container of Dippin' Dots right out of the deep freeze. You don't need a spoon to eat that. You just stick your tongue in there and they just stick to you and just
apparently my co-hosts are all freaking chameleons. Anyways, you mentioned this in the riding section, but I wanted to bring it back because it's one of my favorites for video gaming. One of the things I choose to do is I tend to avoid carb-heavy snacks when I'm video gaming for a lot of reasons. A lot of empty calories, just it doesn't fit well. So
it's like I don't even know you.
What do you want? I mean, I'm down for a little Doritos and stuff, but one of the things I like, and you mentioned this earlier, is the pepperoni, prosciutto, whatever wrapped around string cheese, because the ones I get are in a resealable pack of five, because they're great for me and my sweetie, because we're both on-the-go people, and I just have it sitting on the desk, and I need a snack, I peel it open, grab one, just nosh on it, have a paper towel sitting right there to clean up the hands, and then back to the keyboard or back to the gaming table. It's great GM food. Like, one of the reasons I avoid carbs a lot is since I'm so often the GM in most of the games I play, those trace bits of crap around my mouth really distract from my ability to talk. And so that's why I go for like veggie tray or, you know, meat and cheese, which, you know, I might sound like I'm some sort of weird health nut, but like, as NPC can testify, the crap I put into my body is sometimes just hideous to watch.
No, speaking of crap we're putting into our body.
Oh, God, the next one.
Oh, shit. There's one more, fuck. Y'all. I'm so sorry.
Brent, make it happen.
Oh, fuck.
Make it rain, and then we're talking drinking snacks.
Okay, so this one is toasted marshmallow.
Okay.
Okay.
Poppy, fair warning here. Either you have accidentally saved the best for last, or you've saved the thing that will end our friendship.
And yet you still bought these and fed them to us.
I mean, honestly, I question at what point you ever thought, oh, these will be good.
Oh, okay, let me, hold on. Now, hold on. At no point did I think, oh, these will be good. I thought that they would be just bad enough to be humorous as a thing I could torture y'all with. I didn't think they'd be this bad.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, mother of pearl, it smells like... Oh, God, I don't think I can even say that. I'll get in trouble.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. No. No.
Can you pass me the can, please?
Yeah.
That's bad.
You just turned into a preacher. That's or something. Bad. Wayne.
Wayne.
Wayne. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Wayne.
My God. What the fuck is this?
You know, I've come to the conclusion with this entire line that they are hiding a whole lot behind natural and artificial flavors. Oh, God.
I mean, smegma is natural. I still haven't tried it. I can't get past the smell.
It smells bad. Yeah.
It's better than the maple and pear, though.
You think?
Okay.
This to me is the worst.
Mother of God.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't hang around my mouth the way that the maple and pear did, which is kind of the blessing on it.
I mean, it tastes like a fucking, like one of those fall-flavored jelly beans that's been out in the sun too long. Like you left it on your dashboard next to your...
Yeah,
it's like a dashboard jelly bean.
It tastes like some of the less tasty Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot. It's like this really toned down buttered popcorn flavor almost.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's why it smells like.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's where the toasted part comes in, is because of the sun going through your windshield that just melted it into the plastic of the
dashboard.
Thank you, and then you scraped it off. And then you put that in your mouth. So it's all those flavors combined.
But not buttered popcorn. It's more of those cheap jelly beans at Easter time. The white, cheap jelly beans. That's kind of what I'm getting.
It reminds, I think it's Jelly Belly is the brand, right? The one that just has all the bajillion flavors.
Yep. Yeah, Ronald Reagan's favorite.
Whenever, I love them. Fuck. And if you get like the bajillion flavor and the assortment bag, there's, you know... Don't get the one that has the rotten flavor mixed in, because that's a very specific thing. But if you just get the general assorted flavors of Jelly Bellies, there's always the fucking marshmallow flavor went in there. And that one, I'm always like, whenever I see it in my hand, I'm like, nope. Yep.
I'm not even going to waste my goddamn time.
All the fruit ones, fuck you, marshmallow.
I'll tell you what, though. Coming up with the... Oh, dear. Coming up with the picture for this, like, I'm gonna put like a little pumpkin in the background. We're gonna have all the little cans. It's gonna be super cute.
So it is spooky season right now, and last year Skittles put out their zombie Skittles.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? Dumbass went and tried one of those. This guy.
Yeah. This is giving me some deja vu. I think we talked about them, mm-hmm. and I think that it was like, you know, wouldn't it be fun to take that and mix it in with a thing of M&Ms?
Or just not tell everybody that you, it's just a bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
You just put them all in a bowl.
I don't remember. What do they taste like?
There's always one rotten one.
So, okay, no. So they were called zombie Skittles because...
We need to infuse these into vodka.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
So I didn't know if there were a bunch of ones mixed in or if there was just one in the bag. But there's one in the bag, and it advertises on the label that it tastes like putrid flesh.
Wow.
That's what it says. And I'm eating these Skittles. I'm having a good time. It's all yum, yum. And then I get the one, and it just looks like all the other Skittles. You can't tell which one it is. And I plop that thing in my mouth, and it tastes like I almost like, whoa, like I couldn't even eat. I couldn't even make it go down. I like fucking spat it out of my mouth so fast. And it did taste like rotten something. It was, oh, horrible.
So, rotten flesh, something you want to eat while you drink?
No.
Are your favorite drinking snacks?
Marcona almonds.
Well, look at you, fancy fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, it goes, I mean, hard liquor, mm-hmm. it goes with wine, it goes with beer, it goes with. Yep. It's this beautiful, very few, like you can have them with a lemon drop and you can have them with Scotch whiskey. You know, it's, they're
almonds are kind super, of a neutral flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Especially Marcona almonds, yeah. Where you have that beautiful olive oil and salt and that buttery taste of the nut.
Yeah.
For me, it depends on what I am drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm drinking in like a nice wine. I want a good charcuterie board. That's what I want.
Fucking mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want like four different types of fucking cured meats. I want like four different types of fucking fancy cheeses. I want a bunch of different types of crackers. I want dried fruit. I want a little glaze of honey. I want, that's what I want.
I'm so proud of you. Not long ago, you didn't like wine at all.
I was indifferent.
I'm so proud.
Just a quick hot take out there. It is not a cheese board or a meat and cheese board if you put only two types of cheese on it.
I'm fancy. I'll eat that Oscar Mayer meat board. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that's fine. But an Oscar Mayer meat board gives you three kinds of cheese.
You know? Fair enough.
Yes, like if you are going
to four.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I know. I'm not arguing with you. Okay. It's just there's a trend in the marketplace to put out two cheeses as part of your cheese board, and like no. Give me three or more, or don't show up.
God, fuck. Finish that toasted. Need
to get the can off of the thing there, too.
Yeah, sorry. Sure. Okay. My favorite go-to for drinking, and when I say drinking, I'm just assuming I'm having some drinks with some friends. Wine would be different for me. For wine, well, you know what? Actually, that's a lot. I ain't fancy. I'll drink wine for pretty much anything. But when it comes to just like drinking with some friends, I'm thinking either some whiskeys or some beers.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite for both of those is something that I learned when I was a child in Alabama that I've carried forth up here. I've only met a very few people who also do this. They were also Southerners. And that is, and you take a plate,
mm-hmm.
and on that plate, you put a whole brick of Philadelphia cream cheese,
yep.
laid down flat.
Yep.
And then you cover that with pica pepper sauce. It's a Jamaican
mm-hmm.
barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. What?
And then you just take slices of it,
yep.
smear it on a Ritz cracker, and it's amazing.
Fucking delicious.
This yep. is amazing.
Yes. Huh.
And yep. It's amazing. It's good. I grew up with it as well, although pica pepper was not super common, but I grew up with
pepper relish, was it?
No. Everything from mung fish sauce to barbecue sauce mm-hmm. to Jamaican jerk seasoning to a bunch of other things. And then when after the Somali conflict, we got Somali pepper mix on it as well. And so, it's amazing. It's great. Perfect.
Back when I was a small child, one of my favorite, as a kid, this was my like fancy, there's air quotes going on, fancy hors d'oeuvre, was to take a piece of like deli meat ham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smear it with cream cheese and roll that motherfucker up with the dill pickle spear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're supposed to like cut it up and like put little toothpicks in it and make it, but I just fucking eat those things. Yeah. That is really good.
Y'all snack weird.
I know, right?
Well,
I like chips.
I mean, I was a huge salt fiend as a kid. I would literally just like dip dill pickle spears into ketchup and just eat them.
So what I thought you were about to say is, back when I was a kid, my favorite drinking snack was.
No.
So one of the things that I especially like, and I've now experienced it while hanging out with several different groups of friends from Brazil, Guatemala, southern Mexico, and it is plantain chips with masa that has been blended in a just shy of 1-to-1 ratio with dried shredded pork. And it is amazing, especially if you're hammering back mezcal.
So here's the weird thing about drinking and snacking with me. I can't snack from drinking hard liquor.
Interesting.
I don't. If I'm just drinking like a cup of whiskey, I just can't eat. I have to finish it first.
I have found that with wine and whiskey tend to be more of my, maybe I'll, like there's a specific, I don't know, there's a specific thing. With like beer, I feel like you can eat almost anything with beer, you know?
Yeah.
Just pretty much anything will go with a nice cold beer.
And I just think part of that too is that there's so many varieties of beer out there, not saying that aren't with wine and whiskey and all the other kind of liquors, but I think that, you know, if I'm going with, you know, like you can have a nice light lager and like, you know, like spicy food just goes really well that. You know, or if we have a nice like roast, like a darker beer, like a stout, a porter, or an amber, and then, you know, IPA, like all y'all goes with everything.
But for, there we go, there it is. But for red wine, man, chocolate all the fucking way. Especially a really good truffle. Like, that's sexy. Like a good red wine and some nice NPC chocolate truffles.
PC is orgasming me over there.
We switched back to the pumpkin patch. Pumpkin spice hard cider because we needed fucking palate cleanser. We were talking about, like, we don't want to be negative. We want to be positive. And I thought this would be just bad enough to be humorous. And it wasn't. Okay. Point taken. Anyway.
You know, I think you did a good job with the beverages because as bad as they were, they made us appreciate everything else we were talking about all the better.
It's very true.
That's like, at least it's not this. Lutefisk? Yeah, I'll have Lutefisk. Fuck that beverage, though.
Yeah. So red wine, chocolate, whiskey, sometimes chocolate as well, depending. Mm-hmm. White wine, though, you're going to go more like fruit, stuff like that, in my experience. Fruit and cheese. But yeah. Oh, and the strangest combination I ever came across was a tequila sunrise and Milky Way chocolate bars. Mm-hmm. Fucking go so good together.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call for alcohol, get going. Drink up, drink up, drink up, then order again.
So, closing out this episode and closing out this series of episodes, we have, over the history of this podcast, gone through a lot of terrible liquor. Malort, Mad Dog, and now Flannel.
Whatever that thing in that brown bottle was.
Oh, yeah.
That brown bottle? I think I might have been the Shoyu?
Shochu?
Shochu.
Not my favorite.
No. Oh, I loved it.
So where does Bud Light Flannel series rate on our scale of terrible?
For me, it's right up there with like a diet soda. If I'm desperate, I could drink it. But otherwise, it's gross. I'd rather drink water, honestly.
So I'm a little bit ruined flavor-wise recently because with my Thursday night gaming group, we have been doing this thing once a month where we gather together, and instead of gaming, or we might, you know, while we're gaming, we drink the worst liquors we can find. Xander, our mutual friend from the Pirate's Cove, she brought over this was the first time she had Malort.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having that.
Okay.
But then she's like, and she works for a liquor distributor and always has little tasters of things. And she's bringing other things like, what was it? The watermelon, no, the pickle whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
There was some kind of a salt watermelon stuff.
Of that.
There's a whole bunch of terrible things. Anyway, I've had so much of it recently that whatever. This is awful, but it's nothing. But my whole point of this little side tangent here is that she apparently has an iron stomach, mm-hmm. and also is okay with drinking just about anything, because we were having these little gatherings where we're all drinking different things and commenting on them and taking pictures of each other's facial expressions the moment we sip them. Pretty much every single time she'd be like, it's drinkable. And we'd be like, this is your catchphrase now. It's drinkable, because none of this was. So this stuff that we're drinking tonight, it's hard to compare. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not pickle whiskey.
It's not good.
It's not Malort.
But it's somewhat inoffensive, is my opinion.
So funny thing is about the friend we're talking about. She had an idea back, 10 plus years ago, that she wanted to make an entire blog just based on the worst shit she could possibly find to drink, and then just rate it. Like, she had this idea a long time ago. I don't think she ever did it, but when you're saying she has an iron stomach, I believe she probably has had, but she's been doing this for at least a decade,
mm-hmm.
intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where would you rate this on your Xander, your hierarchy of the awful things that we've made you drink?
Do I still hold top place as far as where I'm concerned about?
crime scene.
I mean, again, it's one of those things where Malort still might be the worst thing I've ever had. However, it reminds me of you guys here and friendship and my friends at the Fraternal Order of Bartenders, because every time we meet up, we all take shots. So it has sentimental value now. So obviously there was the Mad Dog incident, which was terrible.
You're welcome.
Fuck you.
Said with love.
Much love. Crownberry, I still think, might top off as the worst, because that was just so bad. This, these seltzers, man, like, they tried so hard and failed. You know, it's like they showed up on the short bus, but they were still on the back of the short bus. So you can't be that mad at them, because at least they tried.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of what I'm thinking with these things.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not very PC, buddy.
Yeah. Have you met me?
Yeah. These are pedestrian bad. That's my take on it.
Yeah. Pedestrian bad.
I wish they would have gone more flavored beer than seltzer.
Mm-hmm. That would have might have been interesting, then.
It might have been interesting, but just the seltzer is just, it's, I would expect more from AB InBev, yeah.
Even if 25 more calories per can would have made it just a little, like 25% more flavorful, these might not have been awful. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't hate, it's so funny to say this now, but I don't hate Malort. It has somehow gotten into me and is bad decision juice. And hey, just so y'all know, I'm going to Chicago next month.
Excellent.
So if anybody wants a bottle of Malort, I can probably bring a few back in my suitcase.
Okay.
Just let me know.
Get some of the variations.
Malort.
Yeah.
I'll have another.
And on that note, you've been listening to Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. As usual, NBC.
Just Jacob.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
Poppy Beaujolais.
And
always keep a shiny side up.
Never serve Bud Light Seltzer. No, sorry. Always tip your bartender.
Yeah, roll some crits. We didn't critically succeed tonight.
But it wasn't a critical failure.
Exactly. I don't think I rolled a 5 instead of a 1. I am Poppy Beaujolais. And I already said that. And you should always drink responsibly, unlike what we've been doing today.
Yeah.
On Seltzers, snacks, and sadism. Just let it happen.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. But bikes, games, dice, and bars.
We could do hard seltzers, and then we could roll into snacks for the last one to get the taste okay. out of our mouth.
That could be the one episode.
Yeah.
Is doing the rest of the seltzers.
The rest of the seltzers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I like that idea. The rest of the seltzers, okay. Then followed by here's some snacks, get this shit out, and then we can talk about our favorite gaming snacks and wine.
Cool.
That could be the last episode. We'll combine them all in one. I like that.